systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, November 9th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny. Did your voice crack when you were like, my name is Matt?
Maybe.
Are you just dropping
when you
your
harness,
balls? What's up?
When you harness the power it takes to pull off an explosive kaboom like only I can do, yeah, it takes a toll on the voice, okay? This is episode number 269, the Monday Funday Night Show. Thank you guys so much for being with us this evening. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit and I'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. All phone lines are open. We will be accepting your donations and phone calls right now.
Donations are easily accepted than phone calls.
Preferably. So yeah, this is episode 269. It does take two to 69. Little numerology joke for y'all there. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm okay.
Healing still?
Yeah.
Slowly but surely?
Yeah.
Well, I had my pre-op today, and I gotta say,
how'd that go?
I am a little freaked the fuck out.
Are you
now?
Really?
Little bit.
What'd they do?
Well, nothing. They didn't have to do any blood work or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's just on my dick, so.
Well, they had to have my blood work and stuff in case they had to do some kind of transfusion.
Exactly.
Shit.
And they know that, you know, I'm not going to bleed out or anything, hopefully. It was weird, though, because we went to the first place, and my mom calls me, and she's like, hey, can I come to the thing, your pre-op with you? I'm like, sure, not thinking anything of it. And then, like, we're sitting in the waiting room, like, in the private waiting room. And she starts, like, asking me all these questions about my dick, and I'm like, all right, that'll be enough of you right now, so let's just pretend we're here for something else. That'll be nice. And then, you know, the doctor comes in and, you know, talks to me about what's going to happen and stuff, and I tell him about, you know, being on Suboxone, and I'm going to have to stop taking that so that whatever they give me for the anesthesia. Wow, that word will not affect me. So, you know, we figured that out and stuff. And then he's like, all right, well, let's see how it looks now. And I like look at my mom and she looks at me. I'm like, okay, can you leave now? This is enough. I've had
this
enough.
This is the personal part. You must leave now.
This is the part where I have to show this man my penis. So if you could not be here, that would really help me out a lot. So she left, and I made a Twitter post from there saying that, you know, is it weird that my mom's with me at my urologist appointment? And someone replied back, I think it was a friend of mine named Jamira. She's a Keith and the Girl fan, really cool chick. She said something about, well, your mom knows what you have. She just wants to see how bad you fucked it up. I was like, wow. That's cool.
Oh my god.
It's still here and it's awesome, so thank you.
Thank you.
So then, yeah, we go up to the hospital on, you know, in Whitefish, because that's where the actual surgery is taking place. Mm-hmm. And when we first get in the doors, and there's a lady there with a mask on, like a receptionist.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow, you got the swine flu or something? And she's like, no, I'm actually trying to prevent myself from catching it. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Just wear that all the time then.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And it was weird because she didn't have a smiley face drawn on it, so I was like, I've never seen that. Usually they have like stupid faces on it so the kids don't get frightened.
Well, that's a surgery center. It's not for little kids.
Not a daycare.
So, yeah, no.
Did you know that in Whitefish, anyone that gets surgery done gets a free massage beforehand, like while you're waiting to go in? Yeah, you get this thing. It's in my packet somewhere, but yeah, it's good for one free massage.
What the fuck?
To relax.
I got cheated.
You. Well, yeah, you didn't go to
they
North
just
Valley.
Gave me Dilaudid, and I got relaxed.
Yeah, that
I know
relaxed.
It was some Valium shit, and I'm yeah. like, I'm relaxed, whatever.
I thought that was kind of cool. So then we go into
fuck
the
a massage. I'll take Valium.
Yeah, no shit. Massage my insides,
please.
So then we go into the actual lady I need to talk to there. And this lady, like, I gotta give props. She was really a nice lady, really cool about everything. She had, I don't know if it was MS or just really bad arthritis, uh-huh. but both of her hands were, like, curled up like this, kinda.
Uh-huh.
And she could type only with two fingers, but that bitch was flying on that shit. I was like, I was waiting for her, like, yeah, and I was waiting for her to just start, you know, banging on the keyboard with these mangled fucking paws. And
oh my
she
God.
Like, she's like all over. I was like, damn, dude, you can type almost as fast as I can with two good hands.
Oh,
that's
my
impressive.
God. That's pretty crazy.
But yeah, everyone was really cool there, and they had nothing but really good things to say about the doctor that's performing my procedure and all that. So
did you get to meet him?
The doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that's been looking at my dick since, oh. you know, day one, pretty much. So
what all's going to go on?
Well, nothing out of the ordinary, I guess. It's new for me because, you know, as you guys know, I've never had any surgery or anything
it's weird,
wrong
huh?
with me. So I have to, just like you did, the night before, I have to scrub down with this alcohol-based body wash and all that.
In the morning of, too?
Yeah, at night and then the morning of. And I asked him before we went up to the hospital, I'm like, so is this cool the way it is, or you want me to shave it up a little more for you, or, you know, clean it up or anything? And, like, it's still pretty well shaved and stuff. Jenny! Fucking saw that.
What was she doing?
She was acting like she was going to get up on the stove, and that's no-no in this house.
She wasn't doing anything.
I saw her. You did not.
Okay.
So
anyway.
She was, what was I saying? Oh, the soap, I gotta do that, and then I have to, you know, like you did, not eat anything after midnight the night before.
Midnight the night before? Fuck you, I didn't get to eat shit after 3 o'clock the day before.
Really? Well, yours is way more invasive than mine is, so. And I figured out, I asked him, like, why it is, because it was weird that I would have to do it for my surgery. I assumed that was so you didn't have any food in your guts.
No, it's because so when they give you the anesthesia, you could have a reaction and
right.
fucking throw up.
That's what, yeah, I didn't know that.
You can choke on your own puke and
I
stuff
I thought
while
they just
under.
Didn't want to be digging around in your guts and have, you know, a bunch of nasty half-digested food flying out all over the
You're
place.
You're a dork. I can't believe you.
I don't fucking know.
I had never had surgery and I knew that. You know?
I guess
that's because I had a tooth pulled and they're like, you
right.
can't eat anything
and
beforehand.
I'd never done that either. Yeah. And you were reading the fuck out of some shit online.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going anywhere near any of that shit.
I was all over it.
Oh, right. Fahrenheit 404 says you were talking about the shaving part before the kitty fucked up. Right. Thank you, Kitty and Bob. So, yeah, he said, no, it's fine the way it is. Your penis looks very nice. I'm like, thank you, sir.
So nice. Thank you for the compliment, doctor.
It's nice, yes.
So, did he say how long you're going to be laid up or anything? Or if
say what?
Did he say how long you're going to be laid
up?
Oh,
no, we won't know. And I don't even know what time my surgery is. I know it's Friday, and I will try my very hardest.
This Friday?
Yes, the 13th.
Oh.
Like, in 4 days, so thank you for that.
Oh.
But I will try my very best to be coherent enough to do a show Friday, and, you know,
hopefully
if not,
it's in the morning and you'll be able to sleep it off for most of the day.
And that's the thing, I don't know what time the surgery is. They gave me a number to call on Thursday between noon and 5 or something,
mm-hmm.
and I call that number, tell them who I am, and they tell me what time my surgery is, so I won't know. But it should be in the morning, they said, so I think I'll be pretty well out of the
Hopefully
anesthesia.
Hopefully it's in the morning or, you know, in the afternoon. If it's in the afternoon, that way we can just do the show in the morning.
Right. Well,
I
don't know if I'm going to be able to do much talking the morning of. I'm going to be so fucking nervous. Like, even right now, dude, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm fucking freaked out, dude. I'm so freaked the fuck out
right
now.
It's so cool to not be going through that anymore. It's not me. It's you this time. No, it's your turn.
Fuck yourself.
Shut up, dude. This is exactly how I felt like the week prior of my surgery, dude. I was freaking the fuck out and looking on everything I could possibly find on YouTube and shit.
I was to the point where I almost don't want to go through with it just because I don't have to, and it won't bother me unless I turn into a diabetic. All of a sudden, he said I could live with it for the rest of my life and be just fine. But, you know, I've gone this far. I might as well get it taken care of. So, I don't know. I'm so fucking
nervous. So, are they
going to
cut it long ways or short
No,
ways?
What they do, say, if you look at camera one here, say, well, this is your penis. A little more up to scale, if you will. Oh, balls would be dangling right about meow. And say the cyst is right about. What they do is cut this way instead
of horizontally.
Right, because if they cut this way, it'll heal different. And if they cut horizontally, it heals quicker. And yeah, he said the only Guitar Hero Dave says cut that shit off. No. Oh, my cyst. Yeah, not my whole dick. Not this.
We need that.
Right, we need the dick.
That
but
would
yeah,
be
this
great.
Is I will go through with it. I'm so fucking nervous about it and scared, and I'm a big pussy bitch, that's fine. You can all make fun of me, whatevs.
I'll go in with
but,
you on Friday.
No, you won't. You have to work, don't you?
Nope. I'm
oh, okay,
because
my mom
Saturdays,
was going
to
take me there and stuff and pick me up because I can't drive or anything, so.
I told you.
Well, okay.
You're like, no, I could drive afterwards. Why the fuck would they
one operation, this girl, and she's like a fucking MD. Doogie Howser
over
here.
No, dude, I mean, I've had teeth pulled and stuff before and under that kind of like local anesthesia or whatever, and you can't even drive off of that. They won't let you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you're really giddy and fucked up for like a little bit or
whee,
whatever.
Look at me, I'm driving. Ow!
Well, no, like when I got my tooth pulled, I was so giddy and fucked up or whatever, but as soon as I got in the car, dude, I was almost stone cold sober. You know, it doesn't take long to wear off. It depends on the type of anesthesia you're under. I mean, the shit that I was under at the hospital, that was some shit. I don't know what that was, but that was some shit.
Pretty strong ass
and
shit.
And then they ate the lauded things after that. You
Guitar
know, that
Hero Dave says, don't be scared. Thank you. I'm trying. I'm trying to be a man through all of this.
Tell him that you have a really crappy pain tolerance and a high tolerance to pain medication.
I'm a huge sissy girl, so yeah.
Could you please give me everything you have in that cabinet over there?
At my house. And then, like I said, just drop me back off at home when it's done in my bed, tucked in nice with my stuffed animal.
And you wake up, ah, what's wrong with my penis?
Where's my dick?
Where's my dick?
I'm kind of worried about, like, you know, we read stories about how people go in for knee surgery and end up getting their balls amputated or some shit like that. I'm worried that I'm going to go in there to get a cyst removed and I'm gonna wake up minus a nut and not have $800,000 like
I should. What I liked about my surgery, okay, I was in the room and everything, they got me all ready for some shit, and I had to put these weird sock things on and this like weird shit around my legs to like keep the circulation going. It was like a weird it was like this Velcro thing with a bunch of tubes and shit in it, and it like inflates and like vibrates or something on your legs, which was weird. And, you know, in the gown and all that. And like, I was sitting there waiting for my nurses and doctors to come back in and shit. And they come back in, and the anesthesiologist comes in and talks to you about what they're going to do. The fucking doctor comes in and talks to you about what they're going to do. The nurse fucking preps you for what they're going to do. So, I mean, they all talk to you about what's going to go on beforehand. And then they wheel you into the room, and everybody you just spoke to is right there. So that way, you know that they're doing the right thing. When,
right,
you know.
Right. And that's what she said. She's like, you know, you can have as many people as you want be there when you wake up, and, you know, you're going to meet all the people beforehand, and you'll have a chance to ask any questions you might have and all that. And I'm like,
I rambled forever.
I don't want to know anything. I want to know that you're all sober. Mostly, at least the guy doing the cutting, he needs to probably be sober. Maybe don't go out the night before you operate on my dick and get all wasted. You know, I would appreciate that.
What kind of freaked me out is that I was in the surgery room when I went out, and I remember that. I remember talking to the anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
And I look at this big tube of white shit, and I'm like, "Oh, is that the stuff?" He's like, "Yeah,
that's the stuff."
That was it, and, you know, that's all I remember.
All the way from Pakistan, this is the good shit.
But then I wake up in a recovery room. And, like, that kind of freaks me out. Like, I don't like passing out somewhere
right.
and then waking up somewhere else. I'm like,
The really bad drunks that, like, wake up in their home and they don't remember any part of the drive. Like, wow, guys.
Yeah, like, that kind of freaks me out. Like, I was being pushed through a hall, like, black the fuck out. It's
right.
kinda...
And it reminds me of those Hellraiser movies. I forget which one it was, but the guy's, like, on the gurney and all he sees is the lights from the hospital, like, going by in a blur.
Yeah.
And then he gets to the room and then the chains come out. Like, I'm so worried that these
chains are gonna come out and
cut my dick off and shit. I don't know, dude. I'm kind of freaked, but I'll be all right.
I'll be okay. I'll go with you.
I'm a grown ass man.
I'll sit there and I'll wait for you and I'll be there when you wake up.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that.
Actually, I won't be there when you wake up because they won't let anybody be in there when you wake up. You have to be there and recover first, and then I'll be able to come in.
So, we watched an interesting documentary this weekend called Food Inc. What'd you think of that?
It's pretty good.
We eat some pretty disgusting shit, I have to say.
Yeah.
And not so much what we eat, but the process what we eat goes through to become what we eat.
Those, like, chickens freaked me out because...
The one that really got to me was that video of the cow that was walking but on its shins because it couldn't support itself.
No, the legs were bent backwards.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
that,
the legs were bent like this instead of
like
the other way.
I'm all about eating meat. I'm a carnivore only. And I'll eat veal, I'll eat people, whatever. That got to me for some reason. It was just so fucked up.
It's sad.
And the shots they show of the people just driving these forklifts.
They're pushing around a forklift,
like ramming the forks into a cow and just dumping it over while it's still alive. Like, that's fucked up. You got to be somewhat humane. And what I think it all comes down to is that we, as a world, as the planet Earth... We've gotten so overpopulated, in order to feed all of these people, we have to do it in a fucked up way. Because if we were to take care and be humane and all that shit, like, we couldn't feed everybody. It's impossible. There's so many people. And the way we do shit now, we still can't feed everybody, you know?
It's Fahrenheit 404 said, I like the cow with the hole in its side. But you know what?
Yeah,
they do that all the time in regular farms.
That was disgusting also.
No, they do that. They have like four or five different portholes
right,
in there, and they just check their stuff. And it actually does not bother the cow.
Right,
and that's actually good for it, because then somebody can check the shit that this cow is ingesting. You know,
and that's a good thing. It just looks disgusting.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to eat that cow.
Right. But no, the cow with the fucking broken ass legs being pushed around by a forklift, not so cool.
Yeah, Willy Goat says, I get sick watching that shit. Yeah, I didn't get sick. I just felt bad.
Me sad.
Like, I'm not a hippie by any means. I like, kill them, whatever. But that is kind of fucked up to where... You're not doing it out of, you know, being mean. I mean, I'm sure some people get jobs in that industry specifically to do that kind of thing. But like I said, that's just how we have to do it to keep up with the demand.
And the other thing that creeped me out is these big chicken farms, you know, these
that
chicken houses.
Was disgusting.
Well, not only that, but they feed these chickens this fucking altered food that makes them grow to a full-grown chicken in 48 fucking days rather than like 70 days.
And they can't support their bodies.
No, because, you know, the highest demand for chicken is the white boneless breast meat.
Yep.
Okay, so
they redesign
the chicken to fucking be huge. You know, to where they have the big breastplate and all that shit.
Yep.
The chickens, dude, they only stand up for like 5-10 seconds before they plop back down because their bone density doesn't match their fucking muscle mass and shit.
Their body weight.
You know, it doesn't... Their bones can't even support themselves. They just fall back down and sit in their own shit.
I'm honestly surprised that with all of the awesome technology we have now, we haven't figured out a way to just engineer chicken meat without the brains, you know. Like, make... the parts that we need engineered somehow. I don't know how you would do it, but it seems like we have the technology to do that. Take out the brains, take out any nervous system so that we are, in essence, having a farm of, you know, just food.
Meat.
We're growing meat, not the actual living thing. And I know it's probably impossible to do, but it just seems like we've gotten to a point where the more people we get, the worse this is going to be.
Yeah.
You're feeding your cows sawdust, basically. And that doesn't translate
they're
good for us.
They're feeding cows fucking corn. And they're not built
that.
To eat corn. They're built to eat grass.
Yeah.
And that fucks them up.
Guitar Hero Dave says, a chicken with four breasts. Fuck yeah, like that chick in Total Recall.
It made me sad with the cows, though. They're all like,
yeah, it's a fucked up thing
and shit.
But it has to be done, you know? And like I said before, we're barely feeding the people we have now doing it that way. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. We need to quit. Quit.
It's kind of sad.
Quit fucking and popping out twat turds every goddamn time you fuck. Jesus
yeah.
Christ. We fuck a bunch, and we don't have any babies running around screaming that you all know of.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well. No damn kids.
And then we watched the new Naruto. How do you
Naruto.
Say it? Naruto.
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 Naruto. I'm gonna kill you.
Naruto Shippuden.
Naruto.
It was not in English, which
no,
was fine
that
because
did kinda suck balls.
I found the dubs. What are they called? Subtitles.
Subtitles.
I found the subtitles. I have to say, awesome fucking movie. I enjoy the Naruto thing.
Naruto.
Naruto.
Not Naruto. It's Naruto.
And then we watched a documentary called New World Order.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Alex Jones. Listen to me. Are you cool,
it's a little down with the crazy.
Are
okay?
You fucking cool? Because from the looks of it, you are totally fucking nuts. And another thing, every car you think that's following you isn't following you, dude. You crazy fuck.
That's a Bilderberg group. That's a Bilderberg group car.
The Bilderbergs.
Is that the same car behind us? Yeah, it's the same silver car. It's been behind us for like 3 miles.
Oh, you're an
idiot.
God,
he drove me nuts.
He is so intense and so fucking crazy. Like, dude, if you were onto something, you'd be dead. You're not that sneaky, dude. I've watched your documentaries. If I wanted to kill you, I could kill you, dude. You're not that good at what you do. You make really great movies for what you're trying to convey, but you're fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
You're totally crazy.
You know what,
Holy shit. And the people that follow you...
The people that buy into it, though, that's what they're looking for. And that's how this guy makes a shit ton of money.
I am very proud of our fans. I am proud to call each and every one of our listeners a friend of mine. Your listeners, dude, are crazy. Even more crazy than you are, dude. You're nuts. Wow. You make good videos. You're a good video editor. But your content is nuts, dude.
And like we were talking about before, you know, if he was that close and dead on about this shit, the government wouldn't even let him talk.
Right, and
so,
granted, a lot of this shit...
He could
shit,
be talking a little bit of truth here and there and
well,
a few different things, but come on, dude, not everybody in the world's following you, okay?
A lot of the shit he says is true. A lot of it is blown way out of proportion. A lot of it, you're just getting one side of it. But, dude, it's too late. If you wanted to change shit before it got too bad to where it is now, you should have started like 50 years ago, dude. You're way too late. You can't change anything now. You can't fight against the government like that. The government has tanks and bombers and shit. What do you have? A bunch of crazy fucking meth heads with cameras? Cool. Good luck on the war, dude. Good luck with that.
I loved it so much. It was so great. They're
I
like
love
following
watching...
people down the streets. They're like, this is the truth about 9/11. These dudes are like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you
that
get
was
this?
Like a decade ago. You just now figured out what happened? Dude, what happened was what happened back in Pearl Harbor, and we all fucking know that. What are you doing about it? We needed a reason to go to war. Just like back during when Pearl Harbor happened. We needed a reason to go to war. We knew that our shit was gonna get attacked. We let it happen. That's what happened this time. Where were you guys 8 years ago, 9 years ago when 9/11 happened? You weren't out there with your fucking videos, were you?
No.
Cool. 10 years later, hey, do you know the truth about 9/11? No. It's too late. Who gives a fuck? You retard. Why don't you work on something that is current? Not that happened a decade ago that you have no fucking control over unless you invent a time machine. And granted, meth addicts, they're resourceful. I would not put it past
yes,
a crackhead
are.
To invent a time
the
machine.
The one that was in that video, I swear to God, he was like kicked in the head because he had this big dent in the back of his head. I was like, dude, okay, you know what? I don't think he was born like that.
I just, Alex, just calm the fuck down. Take a chill pill. no one gives a shit. And the people that do give a shit are fucking crazy like you are. They live up in the fucking hills with their little fucking bomb shelters and their 10 fucking dogs and their 8 fucking kids and their fucking... They're the same people that freaked out over Y2K. Hey, do you remember that? Hey, what happened during Y2K?
Nothing.
Well, my clock turned over and everything was cool.
Woo.
Oh my God, really? Really, dude? You fucking crazy fuck. So, then moving on, did you know?
Probably not.
Now, I heard this today.
Okay.
If you follow me on thegemhole.com/Twitter.
I was not following because I was at
okay.
work.
Did you know that Obama is a terrorist?
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Because
that was news to me. I thought, you know, he was just another dude that's president. I had no idea. Did you know that Obama was raised from a child to infiltrate America by becoming the president from day one? Did you know that?
Had no idea.
And we let that happen. Huh. I wonder why. So I heard this from, I'm not going to say who it was from because I'm kind of embarrassed, but whatever. So I Googled.
You're kind of embarrassed.
Obama is a terrorist. And I found this little story headline. Did you know that Senator Obama is a terrorist? I'm like, I didn't, but I do now. So if we have a terrorist as our president, Guitar Hero Dave says Alex knows.
Alex knows.
Alex knows. Alex and Bo, they both know. If we had a terrorist as a president... why is he still our president? Just
good question.
For my own curiosity.
And why are we still a nation?
Yeah, I was just curious.
Not sure why.
It seems like it's maybe turning into China-America a little bit.
China-America.
That was also what my undisclosed source said. I was cheating on you today.
You son of a bitch.
She said that...
You're
apparently, what?
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh man!
Later.
What was I saying?
I'm gonna pay the doctor to just take your dick off.
What did I say?
That you're not gonna have a penis later.
Okay.
Okay.
Senator Obama is a Muslim extremist who wants to overthrow the government.
Hmm.
Wow. That's what the rumor I read about on the front page of the Washington Post today, and this was back in November 29th, 2007. So
what?
We knew our brother here was a terrorist back in 07. Like,
I never heard of that.
How did we elect him then? That's what I don't understand.
Don't they do background checks?
Yeah, you think like a red flag would have came up?
Something along those lines.
They're evidently in the business of whisper campaigning now, this Bob Seska says, and I'll put a link to this at thejamhole.com in the show notes so you guys can read it. Despite his denials, rumors, and emails circulating on the internet continue to allege that Obama, Democrat, Illinois, is a Muslim plant in a conspiracy against America, and if elected president... He would take the oath of office using a Koran rather than a Bible, as did Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat in Minnesota, the only Muslim in Congress when he was sworn in earlier in 07. Did Obama take the oath on a Koran?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't even know what that
Anyone
is.
Anyone in the chat? No, it's the Muslim Bible, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, this appeared on the front page of the very serious Washington Post and was written by Perry Bacon Jr., whose irresponsible reporting makes frightened, dickless hooples like Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Michael Wiener Savage seem Murrow-ish. Their dickless status is just a rumor from an email circulating the internet, by the way. Did you know that Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Michael Wiener Savage have no penis? It's just what I heard.
What?
Guitar Hero Dave says bacon wiener.
What the fuck?
Is that weird that they all happen to not have peni? Dicks, if you will?
That's gotta be fake.
Okay, so is Obama a terrorist then?
Probably not.
Okay, well, I heard it from... and that's what I was gonna say earlier. My same source said... These exact words, that he is a Muslim plant in a conspiracy against America.
Is it Sky X Sky?
No. It is not.
It's close.
That's fucked up, though. Like, I can see they heard something online or heard something in the news, and they just regurgitate this bullshit now. Like, wouldn't he have done something by now? Or don't you think there's enough people that keep tabs on this shit that would have been like, let's not actually elect this guy because he's a terrorist?
Yeah, there would have been if that was the case.
That it
so...
blows my mind. And it's just like the other day how I Twittered that people are still in a kerfluffle about Obama's birth certificate not being legitimate. Like, didn't they hash that out a while ago? I don't fucking know. People are stupid,
yeah,
by the way.
Whatever.
Any first-year journalism student knows that the phrase, despite his denials, implies a certain level of guilt, as if Senator Obama has been forced to repeat that he is not an Islamic terrorist wherever he goes, just as Rudy Giuliani has to deny that he exploits 9/11 for political gain. Everyone knows that Giuliani is guilty of bleeding 9/11 for his own nefarious ends, even though he has repeatedly denied it, and has recently, as in Wednesday's CNN debate, in which his two-minute response to this issue included four mentions of September 11th, 2001. So, interesting that, you know, this was going around back in 07. He ends up getting elected with people thinking that they know that he's a terrorist. Like, that blows my mind. I like to believe in my fellow man and or woman and or both, whatever, that you would not let that happen if it was true, right?
Right.
Okay. So is he a terrorist or not?
I doubt it.
Let's see. The Washington Post has elevated itself to the level of Glenn Beck's awesome question to Congressman Ellison, quote, prove to me that you're not working for our darky enemies, you America-hating darky, you.
American-hating darky, you.
Darky, as in darker than me.
Right.
Wow, guys. Wow. Oh, that's so...
did see a picture yesterday posted from Tim from Distorted View of a naked Obama riding a unicorn.
Nice, nice. Awesome. Willie Goat says the right wing is so desperate to be right, they are willing to believe anything they can make up. I can hear that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. They keep referring to him as a Muslim. Remarkably, the Washington Post and Bacon aren't that subtle to be like, hey, darky. In the second paragraph, Bacon uses the phrase, he is a Muslim, and, quote, he had received training in Islam in Indonesia. Phrases like this, when printed on one of the most important front pages in the world, and then taken out of context, as I have done here, have the very real potential of aiding the agendas of far-right fearmongers, racist, and unapologetically ignorant rednecks.
Yeah. Hmm.
Interesting.
Very.
That's why I just don't vote. Yeah, Guitar Hero Dave either. Says, we like darkies. We elected a darkie. Oh, man. This is so fucking awesome. And there, the other thing my source was saying is that we're in debt to China so bad. I'm like... yeah, since, like, the 1800s.
No
like,
shit, right?
No fucking shit. And we seem to be doing a real good job of getting out of that debt, right, guys?
Uh-huh.
Like, if America was any normal human being, you'd get your wages garnished. You'd have shit for credit. You wouldn't be able to get credit cards or a cell phone without having a ridiculous deposit. But yet, we seem to just be able to keep printing off money. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but just because you print more money doesn't mean that you actually have all this money, right?
It's right.
At that point, it becomes worth no more than the actual paper and ink that was used to create the money. Like, you're not helping.
It's pretty close to that as it is.
Yes, it is, completely. Bird 35 says, in this era, wouldn't it benefit the president to know what a Muslim is? Yeah.
Yeah,
a Muslim
I suppose
is a darkie. Oh, and the other thing my source said, she was like, how can you not think he's a terrorist? Just put a towel around his head and look at him. Like, what?
Are you serious?
Any dark-skinned person can do that, then. We don't run around calling them all terrorists.
Who the fuck is your source? I'm going to have to slap somebody.
Don't worry about it.
Wow.
So, moving on then.
Ill-educated or what?
The MPP. Yeah,
you know me.
The Marijuana Policy Project. Nice job, guys. I just wanted to mention this if we have any rich listeners. Dear Matt, please join the MPP staff, supporters, and celebrity guests in toasting 15 years of remarkable progress in the movement toward ending marijuana prohibition. You can reserve your ticket, and I'll put a link to this on the show notes if anyone's interested in going. I wish I could go, but I don't have, you know, $2,500 for a ticket. It's the MPP's 15th anniversary gala, January 13th, 2010, in Washington, D.C. The theme of the event is 15 states in 15 years. When MPP was founded back in 95, medical marijuana was illegal in all 50 states. Since then, since 95, 13 states have legalized medical marijuana and 13 have decriminalized marijuana possession. Nice fucking job, guys. Nice fucking work. Absolutely. By the end of MPP's 15th year in 2010, we're hopeful that medical marijuana will be legal in 15 states and that marijuana possession will be decriminalized in 15 states. The honorary host committee for the event includes Melissa Etheridge, Susan Sarandon, Montel Williams, Annie DeFranco, Bill Maher, Steve Buscemi, Tom Robbins. Tom? Maybe that's a typo. Is there a Tom Robbins also?
I don't know.
I think it was just Tim Robbins. And more. So, yeah, that's January 13th, 2010. And like I said, I'll put a link to where you can get your tickets on the show notes. But the tickets are like $1,500 or $2,000 a piece. But it's a party. These fools fucking party, man.
I don't think they're going to get any business from our show.
Well, not from us. I just thought I'd mention it just because it is a cool thing. And that's really cool what they're doing. And, you know, if I could afford it, I would definitely show up to that. Now, let's move on, shift gears a little bit here. What do you know about computer viruses?
Not a whole lot. I'm kind of not down with
this. Okay. Usually, computer viruses, they'll steal your identity, they'll fuck up your computers, they'll replicate, they'll send themselves to everyone in your contacts list. They turn your computers into mindless botnets, like zombies, basically, that will do anything whoever's controlling that botnet tells them to do. Well, there's a new computer virus on the horizon, and what this one does is something a little different.
Okay.
It actually downloads child porn. Computer virus.
I think
you're lying. I'm pretty sure I'm not. We have computer viruses in 2009 that download.
This is someone blaming. I got a virus. I didn't download it. I didn't do that.
That's what I thought at first, but nay. This is Obama's a terrorist, and viruses download child porn now.
All right.
It was the virus or my cat. I'm not for okay, sure which.
Porn, oh.
With computer viruses and malware, the most common concern is the risk of stolen identity. But it appears that certain viruses being distributed by hackers can actually damage your reputation by making it appear as if you had been browsing through child pornography.
Nice.
Oops. According to an investigation launched by the AP, there have been cases in which people have been found guilty of being pedophiles based on images placed on their computer by a virus. To make matters more difficult, the argument that malware caused the photos to appear on one's computer doesn't tend to stand up in court. You think? You're like, we found a bunch of computer child porn on your computer. Hey, that's not mine. It's a virus. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it, Guitar Hero Dave says. That's fucking crazy. It was my cat. No, it wasn't. It was a virus. No, it wasn't. No, really, it was a virus.
It was something. It just wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I don't care what. It was my wife. That dirty bitch. Quote, it's an example of the old dog ate my homework excuse, Phil Malone, director of the Cyber Law Clinic at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, said. Excuse my face. Quote, the problem is, sometimes the dog does eat your homework. The AP referred to interviews with people who had been found guilty of child pornography on their personal computers as well as police and court documents. The AP noted one case involving Michael Fiola, a former investigator with the Massachusetts agency that oversees workers' compensation. Oops. I'm curious, though, like, out of all these people, like, how many it actually was a virus, you know? Because, I mean, people, hackers can write a virus to do anything, basically.
Right.
They can make your hard drive blow up by having it spin up too fast. Like, they can do damage. It's not beyond the scope of their capabilities to write a virus that goes to, you know, a set 4chan, for instance, or whatever disgusting server network out there, and have it download images. That is not that hard to do, you know? The AP...
creeps me out.
It is. It's fucked up. You guys got to keep your shit on lockdown, man. These are tough fucking times we live in. In 2007, Fiola's internet bill on his work computer showed 4.5 times as much data as his colleagues. This prompted an IT worker to examine his laptop, where he found child pornography pictures stored in a folder from viewing history. Fiola was charged with possession of child pornography, but he and his wife chose to fight the case. They spent $250,000 in legal fees.
Good thing you're rich.
Yeah, right? No shit, dude.
If it were me, I'd be sitting in jail.
Exactly. Imagine if you didn't have the money to fight something like that. They wouldn't give a shit, dude. You're getting locked up. Another number in the system that we pay to uphold. Amazing how that works. Upon second investigation of his work computer, technicians showed that Fiola's PC was infected with malware that caused it to visit up to 40 child porn sites per minute.
40 per minute?
Per minute.
Well, then you have to know that it's a fucking virus.
Yeah, right? I'm not that quick.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
After 11 months of fighting in court, the charges were finally dropped. Quote, "It ruined my life, my wife's life, and my family's life," Fiola told the AP, adding that the legal battle resulted in severe health problems caused by stress of the case. Quote, "Computers are not to be trusted," Jeremiah Grossman, founder of White Hat Security, said. Do not... Hey, Obama and computers. Can't trust them.
Can't trust them.
Cannot
all
fucking...
All terrorists?
All terrorists.
Okay.
Just gotta watch your fucking back, man. You don't know.
Got it.
You do not know what is going on out here. So, moving on here. This was sent in to us by 26. You know, okay. We always talk about the latest scam in homeopathy every now and then. Well, the leader in greening medicine and health science, OxySilver, promoting vaccine-free natural immunity without antibiotic or immunization toxicity.
What?
We will promote your natural immune system without using things that will promote your immune system.
So,
it's
you're
going to
tell me that I feel good and I'm going to feel good, right?
OxySilver is a scientifically tested electrodynamic silver, oxygen, and hydrogen solution developed to strengthen natural immunity against infectious diseases and common chronic ailments largely attributable to weakened immune systems. Do you have AIDS? Drink OxySilver. We'll boost your immune system.
Are you serious?
No problem.
Does it say that?
No, but okay. I'm sure it does somewhere. This is so amazing.
It's like an OxyClean commercial. Do you have AIDS?
It's like...
If you have AIDS, drink this!
Does the old colloidal silver not do it anymore? Try OxySilver.
I know, right?
That's awesome. Do you have AIDS? Do you have AIDS? I have AIDS! Drink OxySilver.
I feel so much better now.
It'll kill you, but hey, at least you won't have AIDS. Jesus Christ, you guys. Technically classified as an oligodynamic silver oxygen covalently bonded structured hydrosol, OxySilver serve as the world's first mineral water that can be used as an alternative to risky vaccinations and immunizations that corrupt natural immunity through heavy metal toxicity, autoimmune hypersensitivity, and GMO-associated pathogenes.
What?
fuck me. Pathogenesis.
Okay.
So this is colloidal silver, basically, but it's in a water that you can just drink.
That's the same thing.
Right? And it won't turn you purple because there's actually no silver in it. Amazing.
Guitar Hero Dave says, and if you act now, you will get Oxy Gold. It cures cancer.
I'm going to wait for Oxy Platinum and Oxy Titanium to come out. I'm cool, okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Ugh. I wonder if it turns him, like, neon purple, blue, or something.
Super, like, Skittles
Smurf purple. Blue.
That'd be awesome.
Great.
Oh, my God. Oxy Silver includes unique molecular structuring, atomic resonance, energetics, and polarity electrochemistry. Bullshit, it does. You are such a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Electrochemistry providing state-of-the-art, natural, safe, and effective disinfection. This product destroys pathogens, disease-forming bacteria, viruses, and fungi, while leaving most competitive probiotics additionally protected. It kills just the bad stuff, none of the good stuff. Amazing.
Wow.
Oxy Silver is a mineral water that is unlike any other silver product ever produced. Of course it is, right?
Because this has silver is
Oxy
great.
In it.
Wow.
Wow. And any broad spectrum antibiotic in existence. Right, this works better than any antibiotic we have right now, and that's why when you go to the hospital, they don't give you antibiotics, they give you Oxy Silver. When I came home from the fucking pre-op with antibiotics, it wasn't antibiotics, it was a bottle of fucking Oxy Silver. They're like, hey, just drink this,
just
you'll
drink
be fine.
This. You'll be cool. It's
you won't
right.
even need a surgery.
Fucking
you just drink no. this.
You won't need shit.
You're cured.
Duh.
Still got a lump on your dick? No, because you're cured.
Where'd the lump go? In your brain.
Very simply, Oxy Silver is a water suspension of electrically charged silver atoms ironically prepared. Really? Ironically prepared? I think that's a typo, and they meant to say ionically, but it seriously, I'm not making this up. It says ironically prepared. It's ironic because it actually doesn't work. The only thing it does do is makes money disappear.
Guitar Hero Dave says Oxy Silver was created in the flux capacitor.
Only if you go 88 miles per hour.
Right.
Back in time. it's ironically prepared and combined with oxygen in a most unique way that is covalently bonded, you know, if you remember your physics classes, to energize oxygen atoms. What's entirely unique about this product is that theoretically it doesn't do shit. Is that theoretically it can prevent and cure any disease affected by oxygen, which, of course, is the vast majority of ailments from colds to cancers. Now, can you sue them for that? They just made a claim that Oxy Silver cures cold and cancer. Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on your bullshit product. I guarantee it doesn't do shit for cancer, except maybe turn it purple.
Probably.
It is an energy delivering, oxygenating.
They go, hey, you have cancer? How did you know? You have spots of purple.
Because you're blue and purple, you idiot. Unfucking believable. And these people wouldn't be in business if you retards would quit giving them your fucking money.
No shit, right?
You can't fucking, when schools ask for more money to raise your fucking kids, because you're obviously not fucking doing it, you pitch a bitch and you complain all the way to the fucking bank. But when people are like, hey, here's a new cure-all for everything, you're giving them your fucking wallet. And that makes me cry. I cry myself to sleep every fucking night for the ignorance of society. And that is sad pandas.
Yeah.
And kittens.
Kittens.
Sad kittens and sad pandas.
Speaking of, you know, crazy homeopaths and stuff, what about that lady you called?
Well, she left us a message, and we'll give her a call here in a minute. But let me finish this up here. Let's see. Energy delivering oxygenating water-based silver ionized, ironically, frequency resonating formula that can only be produced in a special non-nuclear reactor that, what? We can only create this in our special non-nuclear reactor. Hey, guess what? It's not a reactor then, you fucking idiot. That was first developed and tested by NASA scientists for space missions and sustaining life in space when vital oxygen levels are low and pure, clean water is scarce. You can use it not only, check this shit out, I'm about to blow some fucking minds.
I'm ready.
OxySilver can be sprayed on your body or
in your body,
used environmentally as well as inside the body, in homes and workplaces, particularly in healthcare settings. This product provides surface disinfection comparable in efficacy to generally accepted surface disinfectants without any of the risk to human health and environmental pollution typical of brand name chemical competitors.
Find someone who's allergic to silver and get them to try
you
this product.
You can't. It's not going to clean shit if you can drink it. Newsflash. No. You, wow. You can, that's, you know it's a scam when they're like, you can drink it, you can spray it on you, you can spray it on your table, you can clean everything with
it's
it.
It's water!
I wash my car with this shit.
Phew.
Wow, guys.
It turned it purple.
yeah, right? Now my car is purple. Thanks.
I know, right?
But hey, it's cancer, all cleared up.
And okay.
That nasty oil leak, totally fixed
oh,
it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Weird,
cool.
Huh? And it's not backfiring anymore. Besides this, it is kind to all kinds of equipment that chlorine and other chemical disinfectants may harm. Studies show OxySilver can be reliably used as a germicide without the toxicity risk of harsh chemicals found in leading disinfectants. You are a fucking liar. You lie to people to get them to give you their hard-earned money because somewhere down the road, you couldn't make any of your own hard-earned money. So now you gotta scam other people out of theirs. Nice job.
No shit.
OxySilver pioneers a new class of mineral waters, providing the most powerful immune system support in healthcare history. Bullshit. Used daily, it can be relied upon for risk-free health maintenance more assuredly than anything ever developed. Bullshit. Used environmentally, OxySilver provides a wide range of practical applications. Bullshit. It is an effective germ killer and exceptional alternative to chemical disinfection, wherein toxicity is a concern in places like nurseries, bathrooms, kitchens, surgical suites, and hospitals. Bullshit, 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 bullshit,
bullshit
and
bullshit.
Bullshit.
Horse shit.
Horse pucky. Horse warning! Pucky. Do not buy OxySilver Pro if you give credence to the Food and Drug Administration that objects to us informing you about the potentially miraculous benefits that may result from using OxySilver as recommended. This notice and disclaimer regards recently passed FDA regulations, whatever section of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and that Dangerous Deceptive Act itself, defining a drug as anything said, written, or claimed to cure, mitigate, treat, or prevent any disease, ailment, or illness. Just like you just said up there that
right.
It does. So this is actually illegal also. Nice work.
Yeah.
So, you want to know how much this is?
How much?
$49.40, or save 20% by ordering a six-pack. Hey, fuck Sparks. I'm drinking this shit.
Yeah, no. No, I'm good. How much is it for 40-something? How much do you get
well,
with that?
Well, you can save 40% by ordering a case of 18. Wow.
But how much comes in?
I don't know. It just says
bottle.
$49.40 or tell a friend. Yeah, I'll
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not wasting my money on your fucking
oh my God.
Bullshit homeopathic crap.
BBS Radio, Dr. Horowitz, how can you be pushing this bullshit, you fucking retard? Well, a U.S. Senate hopeful in the state of Montana
oh, yeah?
has a bad case of the blues after years of drinking a homemade silver solution for medical reasons.
Papa Bear says, I put it in my gas tank and I now get 500 miles a gallon.
No shit, right? Guitar Hero Dave says, I bet a lot of grandmas are buying this shit. I bet, dude. I fucking bet.
I caught that colloidal silver shit in my mom's bathroom. I'm like, Mom!
Well, this guy got turned blue from it. Libertarian candidate Stan Jones, 63, first discovered his skin was turning blue last year. How'd you figure that out, fag? He began taking colloidal silver back in 99 amid fears that disruptions caused by the millennium bug might lead to a shortage of antibiotics. This retard, who is in office, or was, I don't know if he still is, was freaked out about Y2K. He started drinking colloidal silver, and now he has Argeria. You fucking idiot. Mr. Jones is one of three candidates challenging drunk Democrat Max Baucus for a state Senate seat in November's midterm elections. This is awesome.
What?
He made the solution by electrically charging two silver wires in a glass of water. Quote, "People ask me if it's permanent and if I'm dead," he told the AP. "I tell them I'm practicing for Halloween." Ah!
That's so fucking gay.
Joke about it, idiot. You drank this stupid
you're now
shit
blue.
Because you were afraid of Y2K. And you're going to lead our state? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, don't.
No.
Colloidal silver is marketed as an antibacterial agent or immune system booster. Bullshit and bullshit. Along with other dietary supplements, it was offered as a treatment for illnesses such as anthrax following bioterror alerts in the U.S. last year. But the very last line of this, ready?
Ready.
There is no scientific proof of its efficacy.
No shit.
Unfucking believable. And you buy it. And your president's a terrorist. What are you guys doing? Why are you doing this to us? We have to, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you fuck shit up, we have to deal with it, because you'll be dead soon. Thank you.
Very
I appreciate
much.
It.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank them, Dana.
Thank
thank
you.
Them for fucking our world
thank
up.
Thank you.
Guitar Hero Dave says, Mr. Jones now has the Y2K blues.
Did you drink your Rockstar already?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I was like, what the hell? I was all confused for a minute.
So, going back to the
crazy lady.
Crazy lady, I have a voicemail here I would like to play. She called me, and here's what she had to say.
Okay.
And go.
Hey, Matthew, it's Linda. Marcus, I'm calling you back. I do the biofeedback therapy, and I am just calling you Monday morning at, well, I'm actually on Pacific time, heading back home to Montana. I've been out on a seminar all weekend, which is why I didn't get back to you sooner. So I'd love to talk to you in person, or at least through the phone, more about this as opposed to leaving you a message. You're welcome to try calling me back at my cell, which is 406-261-0627, and we can just see if we connect. I am in Washington heading back. I got two mountain passes to go through, so we might get through. If not, I'll give you a ring again once I get back home-based. Thanks, Matthew, and I look forward to talking to you and giving you some more insight on this, and I'm sure there's a multitude of things that could be, this situation could be approached for you to further your experience with it. So we'll talk soon. Thanks, and bye for now.
I'm sure my pancreatic cancer can be approached in a multitude of ways with your quantum machine, right?
Right.
You're just going to go ahead and quantum leap into a time where I didn't have cancer, and
just
then
keep it that way, right?
You crazy
you're an
bitch.
Idiot.
Guitar Hero Dave says she wants it. She wants
she
it
wants
bad.
She wants your money.
So this seminar, I can only imagine, was a seminar on how to scam people out of money using bullshit techniques and machines. So, I really, should we call her?
It's kind of late, do you think, or?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's give her a call here, maybe.
Just say, you know, I just didn't know if you'd be awake or not.
Quiet on the set.
Hi, please leave a message and I'll call you back.
Motherfuck. Oh, well. Maybe.
Oh, well.
I think what I'll have to end up doing, I was going to call her today, but I got too behind on recording my emo poetries and stuff. speaking of, thejamhole.com/YouTube, I uploaded 3 more emo poetry episodes. If you want to listen to some spoken word hip-hop rhymes of mine, they are up on thejamhole.com/YouTube. If you watch them, rate them, leave a comment, make it look like people actually visit our shit and care and stuff. So, going back to what we were talking about with the whole chemicals in our food, I found an interesting article. I believe this was sent to us by... nope, maybe not. Never mind. I found
okay.
it. your body is probably home to a chemical called bisphenol A or BPA. Do you know what that is?
Not a clue.
It's a synthetic estrogen that United States factories now use in everything from plastics to epoxies to the tune of about 6 pounds per American per year. That
wow.
is a lot of estrogen. How are my tits looking?
That's chick drugs.
That's the main chick hormone, dude.
Yeah, that's
how
like-
are my tits?
Great.
Not as rocking as yours, but
your
I
man
got
boobs.
I got some nice titties going
got
on.
Some moobs.
More than 92% of Americans have BPA in their urine, and scientists have linked it, though not conclusively, to everything from breast cancer to obesity, from attention deficit disorder to genital abnormalities in boys and girls alike. Now, it turns out it's in our food. How long have we been munching down on this estrogen?
Probably forever.
Oh, a while, perhaps?
Yeah, probably.
Consumer Reports magazine tested an array of brand-name canned foods for a report in its December issue and found BPA in almost all of them. The magazine says that relatively high levels turned up, for example, in Progresso vegetable soup, Campbell's condensed chicken noodle soup, and Del Monte Blue Lake cut green beans. That's...
Is it in my Sparks?
Kind of fucked up. I don't know. Does it say by... what's it? What did I say? Bisphenol? B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L-A? Or BPA?
I'll tell you in just a minute.
All right. The magazine also says it found BPA in the canned liquid version of Similac advanced infant formula, but not in the powdered version. And in the canned Nestle Juicy Juice, but not in the juice boxes. The BPA in the food probably came from an interior coating used in many cans.
This doesn't have an ingredients list on it.
That's good.
I'm worried now.
Should we be alarmed?
Probably.
The chemical industry doesn't think so. Stephen Hentages...
Of course not. It's the chemical industry. Are you shitting me?
Right. Stephen Hentages of the American Chemistry Council dismissed the testing, noting that Americans absorb quantities of BPA at levels the government regulators have found to be safe. Mr. Hentages also pointed to a new study indicating that BPA exposure did not cause abnormalities in the reproductive health of... rats.
Not people.
Well, good for the fucking rats,
no
isn't it?
No shit.
But more than 200 other studies have shown links between low doses of BPA and adverse health effects, according to the Breast Cancer Fund, which is trying to ban the chemical from food and beverage containers. Quote, the vast majority of independent scientists, those not working for industry, are concerned about early life low doses exposures to BPA.
How much you want to bet that estrogen tastes really good?
Oh,
and
I bet
we lose
it. Fucking,
it
oh,
we're gonna be pissed.
Fuck yeah!
Like, you're gonna be like, I'll take the cancer back, dude. Whatever.
It's
just
worth it.
My shit.
This tastes like shit. It's so worth it. quote: the vast majority. Or yeah, I already read that. Thank you. Published journals. I am drunk.
What?
Woo!
Are you serious? You've
getting
had,
there.
Like, half
I am
sparks.
Getting there. Thank you.
Jesus.
Published journals have found that BPA given to pregnant rats or mice can cause malformed penises and vaginas in their offspring, as well as reduce sperm count among males. That's what we need. We need all of our males in America to have a way reduced sperm count.
Yes.
And then maybe you'll quit popping out twat turds every 10 fucking seconds.
That'd be kind of nice.
That would be really fucking nice.
Yes.
This year, the journal Environmental Health Perspectives found that pregnant mice exposed to BPA had babies with abnormalities in the cervix, uterus, and vagina. Reproductive toxicology found that even low-level exposure to BPA led to the mouse equivalent of early puberty for females. That just means kids are fucking sooner.
So,
cool.
Is this... I bet you this is causing autism instead of fucking the swine flu vaccine.
That's fine. Don't get vaccinated. We don't want you, you idiots.
Fuck no. We got estrogen to take care of that.
Yeah, right?
That's cool.
An array of animal studies linked prenatal BPA exposure to breast cancer and prostate cancer. While most of the studies are on animals, the Journal of the American Medical Association reported last year that humans with higher levels of BPA in their blood have an increased prevalence of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and liver enzyme abnormalities. Another published study found that women with higher levels of BPA in their blood had more miscarriages. That's what I'm saying. Raise that shit the fuck up. Raise the fucking roof with that shit. I want it all. I want it in all the foods.
Except for mine. Except for yours. That would mean you'd have a lower sperm count.
Doesn't matter.
That's good for you.
You only have one ovary. It don't matter,
so?
Bud.
You could slimmen the chances even further.
Last year, Canada became the first country to conclude that BPA can be hazardous to humans, and Massachusetts issued a public health advisory in August warning against any exposure to BPA by pregnant or breastfeeding women or by children under the age of 2. The FDA, which in the past has relied largely on industry studies and has generally been asleep at the wheel, is studying the issue again. And that's the thing. You cannot have people that work for the same industry that they're testing do the test. That's what we like to call a bias. Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, that's like letting Iraq conduct Iraq's weapons searches. They're
no
like,
shit,
nope,
right?
Didn't find nothing here, durka durka.
Durka durka.
Like, no fucking shit. Guitar Hero Dave says, so that is why Matt's dick is like that.
Probably.
My dick has titties, that's all. Quote, when you have 92% of the American population exposed to a chemical, this is not one where you want to be wrong, said Dr. Ted Shetler of the Science and Environmental Health Network. Quote, are we going to quibble over individual rodent studies, or are we going to act? While the evidence isn't conclusive, it justifies precautions. In my family, we're cutting down on the use of those plastic containers that contain BPA to store or microwave food. And I'm drinking water out of a metal bottle now. Fantastic.
Yay.
In my reporting around the world, I've come to terms with the threats from warlords, bandits, and tarantulas. But endocrine-disrupting chemicals? They give me the willies. Yeah? I don't want tits. I mean, I do, but I don't. Fuck. I can't win this, can I?
You don't want them on you.
One or the other, I guess.
Do you want them on you or no?
Not, like, on me per se.
Like, growing off of you or,
maybe,
or your girlfriend having boobies?
Maybe next to me? I would like the cat to have some rockin' tits.
Why the fuck would you? Then you'd be a... You'd be, you'd be raping animals.
No.
No. Why would you do that?
All right, I got a couple more stories before we get the fuck out of here. You know how we're always talking about if...
Oh, hey.
Please.
Wednesday.
Yes?
I have the day off.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
It's Veterans Day.
Really? I don't.
Goddamn those banks and their holidays, man. Like, they'll find a holiday in every month to have an extra day off.
Hey,
I swear to God.
Whatever works.
It's so cool. It's so cool. So, yeah, I work today, tomorrow, and then I'm off Wednesday. And I work Thursday, and then I'm off Friday and Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you know how we're always talking about, excuse me, if you have weed in the car.
Right.
I don't care if it's an eighth. I don't care if it's a pound. I don't care if it's 51 pounds.
Don't throw it out the window.
Don't speed, idiots. We've told people this many times, and that's how these people always get caught. You're doing weed deliveries with a taillight out. Oh, I wonder why I got arrested. Well, idiot, you had a fucking
taillight out.
An Oregon State Police trooper stopped a car driving 84 miles an hour in a 65 speed zone on Interstate 84.
Well, I can see that, because, you know.
But not if you have 51 pounds of weed in your car.
All right, that's
you
a
never,
little excessive.
I had a couple friends that used to do this, and they'd go on drug runs, and they would smoke weed on their way back. That's the dumbest fucking thing ever. You can't wait until you get home where you're safe. All it takes is one cop to pull you over for whatever the fuck. As soon as he smells that weed, you are fucked.
Especially 51 pounds of it.
Yeah, and these, my friends weren't even doing that much. It was like, you know, picking up 10 pounds here, 15 pounds there. But I remember one of them got caught because he was smoking weed on the way back. He was going a little fast. The cop pulled him over, smelled the shit, and boom, life over. Fucking idiot.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. And it's something so easily, you could easily not have gotten caught. But you are in a hurry for some stupid reason. And now you're fucked. Your life is over. 51 pounds of weed at 10:26 a.m. $130,000 worth of marijuana was found in large bags inside the trunk of a rented 09 Nissan Altima with California plates. A canine and a second officer helped conduct the search. The driver, Tisha Malur Niles, 25, a chick, of course, of Bend, Oregon, and the passenger, Jeffrey Davy Stratton, 28, of Bend, were arrested on charges of unlawful possession, distribution, and manufacture of a controlled substance. And they are going to jail. And it's stupid. It's stupid that you're still going to jail for pot, but you fucking knew better. This was totally in your control. I've told you guys. Obviously, they weren't jam hole listeners because my listeners know better than that shit. If you're transporting weed, you're not fucking speeding like a fucking idiot.
Guitar Hero Dave says 51 pounds. That's big boy jail.
That is. That's federal pound me in the ass prison. That is not fun. So let's go down to Louisville, Kentucky here. Yes, we have to. Just for this, it'll be worth it. A man on home incarceration was arrested Friday after officers found materials that the suspect said belonged to blank. Who did the materials belong to?
His girlfriend, mother, boyfriend, God!
Jesus! Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me.
How
first.
Do you spell that?
Willie Goat says, you know the cops walk you away with that, with some of that shit. Yes, they did. I'm sure of it. The bus was only 40 pounds. Well, in the paper it said it was 51, so where's my other 11 pounds?
Jesus Christ.
So, according to arrest reports, do you want to take any guesses of what Jesus had?
Possessed?
What he possessed?
Some kind of drugs.
Okay, good start. What kind of drugs would Jesus possess?
Jesus would be doing some cocaine.
Some cocaine?
If according I were Jesus, to arrest, I'd be doing some cocaine.
According to arrest reports, police officers performed a home check on Craig A. Dunn, 52. At the home, the officers reported finding a tube of aluminum foil burnt on one end and a teaspoon with possible residue and burn marks on its underside.
That's free basic cocaine!
According to arrest records, Dunn denied that the items were his and told officers that, hey, they may belong to Jesus, who was setting him up.
Hey, God set me up.
Jesus tried to frame me. That motherfuck.
It's because I started praising Satan.
That motherfuck. You fucked me, Jesus! Yeah, Dunn, who was under home incarceration for a parole violation, faces a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia.
Guitar now, Hero Dave says, a virus downloaded that coke for Jesus, I swear.
Well done, sir. Very good. But, again, this goes back to our argument. Why couldn't Jesus? Obviously, Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, and they all exist, right?
Sure.
So in your world where God exists, is it so crazy to think that maybe God likes to smoke crack every now and then? You don't know. God made crack.
Why don't you just do it up in your little cloudy area, though?
Unbelievable.
Instead of in, like, somebody's house.
I want to see someone arrest God. He tried to frame me, okay?
He tried to
You ready for some sad kittens?
No.
Logan, Ohio.
No.
Logan,
no.
Ohio. Who wants some sad kittens?
No.
Woo.
Not me.
We want
sad
kittens.
Check it out.
We want sad kittens. We want sad kittens.
When I was leaving my uncle's house, I walked out of the apartment complex. And there was this white cat. And it was a super cute white cat. It had a collar on it and stuff. And it was all clean. So I knew it was somebody's that was like living there or whatever.
And that's why you didn't bring it home?
Right.
Thank
but
God.
But it ran up to me, and it meowed at me, and aww. I petted it, and I'm like, I love you, kitty. And then I went to walk away and go to my car, and it chased me.
Aww.
And I was like, I love you. And I petted it.
Do you want a hug?
It was so cold.
Do you need a hug, babe?
I felt so sad because it was all cold and shit. And I'm like, go home, kitty.
Well, that sadness.
Went and clawed up the tree.
That sadness you felt?
Yeah.
Get ready to double it. Logan, damn Ohio. It.
No.
A prosecutor expressed.
Are people raping cats? Are they. No.
A prosecutor expressed frustration Thursday at not being able to file tougher charges against a college student accused in a heinous, anus case of animal cruelty.
He fucked the cat, didn't he?
According to prosecutors, the student killed and mutilated a stranger's house cat, then used the animal's organs as fishing bait. Who goes fishing with dead cat guts? This guy in Logan, Ohio. Holla if you hear
not
me.
Not cool.
Two of your favorite things, sad kittens and fishing. Did you ever just, like, hook a cat up to its thing and, like, vzzz,
bloosh. I do it to a rat, though.
Oh, but that's okay, hypocrite. Cool.
I don't like rats.
Fuck.
I like kitties.
Okay.
Do it to a bird, too.
According
maybe duck.
That's fucked up. Fishing bait.
What?
What part of the cat do you think he used? Willie Goat says, was he trying to catch a catfish? Come on!
You know what the funny part is?
That was the funny part.
To catch catfish, you rip out a catfish's liver and put it on your hook and then put it out there. Because catfish love catfish liver.
Really?
Dead serious.
That's weird.
Yep.
Cannibalistic fish.
Take a piece of bread, catch your first catfish.
Right.
After you do that, you rip out the liver, put that on your hook, and catfish will eat the shit out of it.
But if bread works, why wouldn't you just keep using
it? It takes longer with the bread.
Oh, and not as big, probably?
Yeah, no.
Crazy.
No, the liver? Fuck. You got like four fighting over one hook. You're like...
No shit, huh? Humane Society agent Sandra Harvey called it the worst case of animal abuse she has ever seen. Well, honey, welcome to the jam hole. Quote, he went to a home, went up on the porch, picked up a cat, took it to his pickup truck, threw it on the ground. The cat was meowing. He stomped its head, proceeded to disembowel it, took its liver, and went fishing with it. Wow. You were right.
The liver.
That's crazy.
Liver's really good fishing bait.
The accused, Brian Abel, 18, is a law enforcement student at Hocking College.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You were training to be a cop!
And you just curb stomped a cat?
Well, to be honest, he stomped its head. Well, yeah.
He curb stomped a cat.
I doubt he made it bite down on the curb, dude.
Well, after he slammed it on the curb, its face is already on the fucking curb.
I have to agree that is fucked up. Willy Goat says, ew.
I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
Oh, I do.
Asshole.
Investigators say after Abel finished fishing, he drove to the college campus and put the cat's remains on the hood of another student's car. That's a dick move.
Dude, if somebody did that to me, I'd go outside and probably kill myself. I don't even know.
That is a dick move, dude. Hocking County Prosecutor Lena Featherhoff said the toughest charge she can file is misdemeanor animal cruelty. Misdemeanor for doing fucked up shit like that, but you get caught with some weed in the wrong fucking state, you're going to jail.
And that is weed in his truck.
That is fucked, dude. That what a fucking awesome world we live in. Quote, the second offense, were he to do something like this again, would be a felony, she said. But where does that leave us this time? And why do we have to let it happen again for it to be a more serious charge? Because our system is effed. That's why. Right? That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
You have to do it
I
twice.
I understand that liver is good for freshwater bait, but seriously, dude,
I'm
don't
no
take it
not
out of a
that.
Cat.
I'm saying the charge. It's fucked up that the first time it's a misdemeanor. Like, oh, maybe it was an accident. The next time you do it, though,
that was brutally
you're gonna
not
have
an accident.
You're gonna have a felony the next time, though. So don't do that again. Oh, okay. Here's my fine money. See you later. Gonna go fishing again. That's so fucked, dude. Federoff said she would like to see Ohio lawmakers draft tougher laws to try and head off future crimes. Quote, someone who could do something like this has the potential to be a very dangerous person. The laws need to be changed accordingly. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in prison, and he'll be facing a judge on Monday. That is bullshit, dude.
That is fucking bullshit.
Totally bullshit.
Could you imagine doing that to an animal?
No, I couldn't because I'm a human being.
Picking up a defenseless animal, walking.
That's
he's probably like
up.
Petting it, walking it down to this fucking curb, slams it
I
on
bet
the
he
ground.
Took it by the
it
tail.
It meows. It's meowing like crying for its life, and then he steps on it.
That is sad
and
kittens.
And then rips out its fucking liver and fishes
sad
with it.
Sad kittens.
That makes me want to slam his head on
yep.
the ground and then
yep.
watch him fucking cry and then
I
smash
say,
his face in the concrete.
I say stick him in a room with like 100 feral cats and just let him go to town.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and the last story of tonight includes a couple of our
not
more
kittens.
Favorite things to talk about.
Okay.
Indio.
Not sad kittens.
Palm Springs, California? Indio?
I have no idea.
A man who allegedly killed his daughter near Desert Hot Springs.
Yes!
Then wrapped the infant in plastic and traveled around the country with the body before leaving the corpse in a camper in Arkansas, pleaded not guilty Friday to murder and other charges.
Yes. That's so much better than sad kittens.
You're okay. This kind of disturbs me. You're okay with a man wrapping his daughter up in plastic, dead body, killed her, drives around the country with the dead body, dropping it off in a camper in Arkansas. You're cool with that.
Yeah,
but a
I'm
guy
cool.
kills a cat. Whoa.
Cats are cute
okay.
and fuzzy and
hey,
defenseless.
Babies
sweet.
Are not defenseless.
They're not cute and fuzzy either. Okay.
So if a baby had fur
they
on
whine
it,
and
you'd
cry.
Be okay.
But you know how long it takes a cat to learn how to fucking poop in a box?
Not as long as it takes
as
a baby.
It pops out of a fucking cat twat, okay?
Jason Michael Hand, who's 34, was indicted by a grand jury on September 11th. Never forget.
Never
on
forget.
Charges of first-degree murder and assaulting a child causing great bodily harm, injury related to the February 01 death of his two-month-old daughter, Montana.
Well, no wonder
in their
he
trailer,
killed his two-month-old, and it's
and
fucking
her,
whining and crying all the goddamn time. I'd probably kill it, too.
And her name's Montana. Hannah.
No
Montana.
Wonder he killed. No, fuck that. He's like, you know what, Mike? Your mom was an idiot. She named you Montana for a retarded ass
she
reason.
Named you Hannah Montana. Guitar
right,
Hero
yeah.
Dave says Jesus made him do it. Okay.
I'll
you're off
that.
Then. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Sorry we cool. bugged you about this little misunderstanding. I mean, if the Lord... I mean, that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus H. Titty fucking Christ, for fuck's sake. Unbelievable. He also faces a special circumstance allegation of a previous murder conviction, which makes him eligible for the death penalty.
He has a previous murder conviction?
You have to do some messed up junk to get the death penalty nowadays, and that is fucking bullshit.
Unless you're in Texas.
Boom, you're dead. That's how this is.
Unless you're in Texas.
In Jamholia, boom, you're dead. One thing, dead. That's how I like it.
So,
Han was extradited to Riverside County on Monday from Kentucky, where he was serving time for killing his firstborn child, his son. He doesn't want kids, apparently.
Then he came back and had a daughter and killed that, too?
Yep. Defense attorney Gregory Johnson asked that his client be allowed to see a psychiatrist at the jail in Riverside County so he could get access to medication he had been taking previously. Yeah, because that seemed to have been working, right?
All right.
Unless he was off his meds, which
he
very
didn't
well.
He was a kid at that point, so that was his medication.
Guitar Hero Dave says killing cows, chickens, and babies is okay, but I draw the line at kittens.
I do.
I know.
I fucking
that's,
do.
That's why I fucking love you.
I don't like anything else. No.
Fuck yeah.
I love kittens. Everything else can die. It's
also
fine.
Charged in the killing is the mother of Montana, Chrissy Lynn Wernst. Chrissy
Wernst.
Lynn. Who is out of jail on her own recognizance. Of course.
She was... Okay.
Why not? The 29-year-old woman was also due in court Friday for a pretrial hearing, but her appearance was waived because she is living in Indiana. Wernst was also indicted by the grand jury on a murder charge in the death of the couple's child. Riverside County Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Gunther ordered both defendants to appear before him on December 1st. Wernst's attorney, Deputy Public Defender Andrea Rathburn, said outside the courtroom that her client is eager to prove her innocence and really wants this to go to trial as soon as possible. Montana was born in Arizona in December 2000, and the family moved to a trailer park, of course, near Desert Hot Springs.
Be happy they fucking killed her, okay? She would have grown up and been another whore that had a child at 14 years
yep.
old. Fuck that shit. I'm glad the dude killed her. He knew it was coming. Fuck it. It's over.
Thank you. So,
he was like, yeah, a name like Montana. Uh-huh.
The family moved to a trailer park near Desert Hot Springs about a month later, according to a declaration in support of an arrest warrant prepared by the Riverside County Sheriff's investigator. Fantastic. What a great bunch of stories tonight. Wow, America.
No good, more dead kittens, please.
Good job, America. You make me proud. You make me proud that I can share this beautiful state with such amazing people. Wow.
Wow.
Guys, wow. So, all right, well, I got another voicemail here. Did we play the old... Well, let's just play it anyway. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Matt, it's Matt 26. Just want to let you know, this is my friend John's dorm room. And they were sorting out, so no big deal. I'm gonna record some spoken word poetry while I try shrooms for the first time. So I'll let you know that works out. So bye.
Wow.
He sounded so happy at the end.
Yeah, that's because they were snorting oxys. Thanks for that. And then I think we have an update here.
Hey, the Jam Hole, 26. I just want to let you know that I chilled with a murderer tonight. I was just chilling at my boy's house because he's having a keg party and shit, and you know how it goes. I only had one drink, and I was still mad depressed. But anyways, not even talking about that. Near the end of the night, he was like, there was all these fights, and it was so childish. Near the end of the night, he's like, yo, and he pulls out this knife out of his hoodie. He's like, yo, this knife killed somebody. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's what happened at the time. But, dude, every single night I go to sleep and I see the look on that guy's face as I slit his throat. And, yo, dude, that's the heaviest shit I've heard in a while. Like, I don't know how you top that. Damn, this motherfucker in front of me. So fucking drunk, you motherfucker. I'm going to kill you. All right, so anyways, yeah, I'm driving home now. So, I listen to the Jam Hole right now on my car, but I don't have my iPod. So I can't use my iPod adapter, so that sucks shit. But I promise I'll listen to you guys tomorrow. Bye!
26, everyone.
What the hell is wrong with him? At the end of his phone call, he's like, bye!
He's just a happy kid. He loves the Jam Hole, and we love him. He made our forums for us back in the day.
No, he's a depressed little kid, man.
I think he plays the part of the depressed little kid, because that's how you get chicks. Guitar Hero Dave says, I think he's on Oxy Silver. Oh, fuck. And going back to, I don't even know, but Willy Goat says, they obviously are not in touch with quantum healing. Mom and dad, right.
Got it.
Well, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Did
you want to mention anything about Sanctuary? We'll let people know some good shows to watch. You like it, huh?
I love that show, dude.
I enjoy it. We started with the first season of it, and she was like, that is an awesome show, and I enjoyed it.
You fell asleep, and I watched the rest of it.
You want to give them the premise of it real quick?
It's kind of an X-Men feel-ish type show.
Kind of like Heroes, but...
No, it's like the genetic defect thing, but
right.
You know, it's to the point to where things look like giant insects and stuff like that. And basically what this place does is there's a lady called Helen Magnus who has a place called the Sanctuary. She injected herself with some vampiric blood or whatever, like way back in the day.
Vampiric blood, like back in the day when it was real
vampiric
blood, not this bullshit oxy silver blood.
She's like 157 years old or whatever, and she's dedicated her life to helping the abnormals, is what they're called. And so she hunts down bad abnormals, captures them and stuff. They hunt down, you know, good abnormals that are in danger from bad abnormals, all this crazy stuff. I don't know. It's pretty cool. They just, they try and help people with genetic defects, try and help them understand their powers and stuff.
Overall,
cool stuff.
Thumbs up?
Yeah.
Guess what else I got ready to watch after the show?
What's up?
Season 3, Episode 1, fucking Metalocalypse, baby. Fuck yeah! Deathclock! Willy Goat says, what channel is that? It is on the Sci-Fi channel. Alright, well, thank you guys so much for being with us. This was the Monday Night Show. We are the Jam Hole, Matt, and
I'm Danny!
My lovely girlfriend who hates babies, Danny.
I love kittens.
As always, you guys can email us info@thejamhole.com if you need any advice, have any questions, just want to say you love the show. We love reading your emails.
Or
thank you.
Fuzzy cute kittens.
2 years in a row, we have been nominated for the podcast awards for the mature category. Thank you guys so much for that. I do not want you guys to vote for us to win that category. All I wanted was the nomination. I don't want to help drive traffic to their fucking site because that's all it is. And if it was set up differently rather than vote once a day for 2 weeks so we can show our investors, look at all this traffic we get, fuck that. All I wanted was the nomination so that we're on their front page for the next year. And then next year, we'll do it again. So thank you guys. 2 years in a row. The best mature podcast out of 10 other podcasts, but we're up there. And this time, I want to say, the first time we did it last year, we got the nomination because of Keith and the girl. Thank you very much, Keith. Thank you, Hamda. That was awesome of you guys to do it. We were in our episode like 70 when that happened. And we were up there with shows like Distorted View and Don and Drew that had been around for years and years. And here we are, our first year. We got the nomination.
We mentioned it once. That is it.
This time?
No help.
We did it on our own. Thank you, guys. That was so fucking awesome. Honestly, I didn't think we had enough people to do it without Keith and the girls' help. We fucking did it. You guys are awesome. So thank you so much for that.
We do have enough people.
We are getting there.
We are
there.
Awesome.
You guys are so fucking awesome. Willie Goat says, yeah, that dude in the video was a douche. Yeah, Todd Cochran is a huge fucking D-bag for sure. So, yeah, like I said, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. You can follow me on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Twitter, or thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I. That's her Twitter. We got the Facebooks, the MySpaces, the Stumbles, the YouTubes. Check out my new emo poetry episodes. There's 3 brand new ones up there. Rate them. Give me good reviews, comments. Definitely, if you guys watch the live show, make sure you're subscribed in iTunes to the podcast. Write a review for iTunes for us. Give us a rating. You know, just show some love. As always, you can donate to the show if we made you laugh or you want to just support the show because we some broke-ass niggas. TheJamHole.com/donate. Or you can buy stuff. We got a store at TheJamHole.com/store. TheJamHole.com/250. Check out our first live audience show. You can download that for $5. After the beginning of the new year, the price will probably go up to $10. So get it now while it's still $5. We got some shirts left. We got some awesome Jam Hole Church stickers. Show some love. Show some support.
I'm showing love to another podcast. This is me supporting another podcast.
Nice. Rocking tits, babe. Rocking fucking tits. So, yeah, we'll be back Wednesday to do this motherfucking thing all over again. Email us any stories or anything like that. info@thejamhole.com, like I said before. We'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.